I mean, what is soul?
Allora, adesso te lo dico io. Cos'è soul? Non importa come lo fai. Più alto possibile, meglio è. Pensavi di saperlo tutto. Nel suono giù nell'Atlantico. Col miglior ritmo su questo pianeta. Canta se vuoi, non ti sbaglierai. Accendi questa bomba. Londra è il posto dove troverai questo ritmo. Sono nato nel sud.
Welcome to Plague Tape 73. This is your host, Dr. Groove. We take our public broadcasting seriously, and in view of the way the alarming rise in figures in positive cases and swabs, we decided to bring you an update. So if you want that part, and I recommend that you do definitely listen to that part, it's about 20 minutes long and it's at the end. We usually put the section, I contemplated putting the new section at the front, but we put it at the end, so you can fast forward through the music and you can listen to that part, or you can wait for the sombering and alarming news, but it's definitely something that you need to pay attention to. So that's what Plague Tape 73 is about. I recorded an hour or more of music to begin with, so we're going to start with that. I did that yesterday. Today is Sunday. It's really nice. You wouldn't even know there was an epidemic or a pandemic going on, but there is. The sun is out and I'm going to go off and jump into the sea for one of those control alt delete moments where you do a reset, because I think my head needs it, to be honest. So that's Plague Tape 73 coming to you. You're probably, it'll go out later on today, so probably the 20th, Sunday the 20th of December 2020, and we're just waiting to get through 2020, survive 2020, so that we can thrive in 21. That's my approach anyway. So that's where we're at. Let's start with the music and take it from there. Welcome to Plague Tape 73. The news flash coming up at the end of about an hour of music on Radioactive International with Dr. Groove and the news with Andrew. Thank you.
Sit upon the grass and I shall come and sit beside you.
while we talk, I'll hit your head with a nail to make you understand me. Sit upon the grass and I shall come and sit beside you. Do not mind if I thump you when I am talking to you. I have something important to say. Sit upon the grass and I shall come and sit beside you. When I'm gone, you can feel the lumps upon your head. Think about what I said. Sit upon the grass and fill your lungs.
So that was interesting, wasn't it? That was Shadow Sculptures with Joe McPhee and John Schneider. It's taken from a soul jazz compilation of 60s jazz. I think we're just part of the civil rights movement there in the States. We seem to be still doing the same kind of things. Before that, we had Solo Bears with Gravity Calling. We had Robert Wyatt with Grass. We had Scritti Politti with The Sweetest Girl. And we had Daniel Avery with Fuzz War, which started the entire thing off. Yeah, Fuzz War from his most recent album. Now we're going to go on with a little bit of hip hop, and then we get a little bit more electronic-y. Yes, so hip hop and electronic-y, that's basically what's going to happen.
Dr. Octagon, paramedic fetus of the East, with priests, I'm from the church of the operating room, with the strikes of force, scalpel since the Holocaust. I do indeed and greed, explore, meet the patients, back the rooms with the nurse with the voodoo curse. Holding up office lights, standing at huge heights, back and forth, left wing, swing to north, east and south with blood pouring down your mouth. I come prepared with the white suit and stethoscope, listen to your heartbeat, delete, beep, beep, beep. Your insurance is high, but my price is cheap. Look at the land. Blue flowers growing by the purple pond. See the polka dots. Blue flowers growing by the purple pond. Yellow indigo. Blue flowers growing by the pond. Look, it's raining yellow. Would you care to listen to any more? Thank you. Holding bags on down right from the hospital. It's the patient's work to keep the germs off the turf. Cybernetic microscopes and metal antidotes. Two telescopes that magnify the eyes of a roach. Decomputers to cup a coffee planet with my hand and astral planet detached. Turn on rare foggers. Cut the light on the kid and turn it bright on. Supersonic waves combined and burn his brain waves. I see the mascot of evil. He's not Knievel. Shakespeare's gone. Don't even think about him. Yes, as I go into the park. I see blue flowers, it's raining green by the pond. Blue flowers, it's totally raining green. Boy, blue flowers, I smell the bees and the birds. Blue flowers, different aspects of life. Blue flowers.
Till I get me some club hopping, trying to get me some bad bitches. When you get me sprung early in the morning,
I'm waking, baking, drinking, contemplating. Ain't no such thing as Satan. Evil is what you make it. Thank the Lord for that burning bush. That big body beans I was born to push. On my way, I'm burning kush. Nigga, don't be worried about us. Neighbors knocking on the door, asking, can we turn it down? I say, ain't no music on. She said, no, that weed is loud. Nigga, we ballin'. Straight swaggin', lost heart, but I'm maintaining. I've been told that I'm amazing. Make sure keep that fire blazing, we living. I need my month, y'all. In the shop and I had a ball. I had the ball for therapy. My strength don't think that helps at all. Whatever. That man ain't wearing these leather pants. I diagnosed my damn self. These damn pills ain't working, fam. In my spare time, punching walls, fucking up my hand. I know that shit sounds super great, but if you had my life, you'd understand. But I can't fold. Some poor soul got it way worse. We're all troubled in the world in trouble. It's scary to have a kid walk this earth. I'm what you made, God. Fuck, yes, I'm so odd. Think about all my old friends who were my friends all along. When it rains, it pours. Whiskey bottles on the 16 floors. Every day the fire stays a chore. Mr. Dream with no exit doors.
brain. Shit don't smell like flowers. Sunshine turns to rain.
hour when the seasons change. Shit don't smell like flowers. Sunshine turns to rain.
Yeah, so I'm back and the heating is on and I'm trying to get warm. I was in the sea and I went for a dip and it was lovely. And it is like a reset and it's impressive. And somebody was walking past on the beach and said, "You people are very brave." And we said, "Just plain crazy." And he said, "I was being nice." But yeah, you could see that he really believed you were crazy. But it's one of those things that when you do it, then you kind of have an idea why you do it afterwards. So I think you just have to take the leap, first of all. What did we hear? We heard Dr. Octagon. We heard with Blue Flowers. I was really into that. I listened to that album a lot when it came out. Then we heard something more modern from Kid Cudi, which is called Just What I Am, featuring King Chip. Then we heard an old song, but I really love it. It's just very, there's a great jazzy riff, and Prettiest Things There When the Seasons Change. The song is called Flowers and it's by Andrew Ashong and Theo Parrish. And today I think there is something like 783 cases. So this is Sunday the 20th. Things do look like they're getting progressively worse. So you can just fast forward to the news section and find out what we think we know. And that will come to you at something like 42 minutes. I think somewhere around an hour and 10. We should have, around an hour and 5 or an hour and 10 is where the news section is going to be. And that's the good thing to do, is to do that, to listen to that. What else do I have to say to you? I'm not really sure. I know that the music now is going to get a little bit more electronic-y and a little bit more dancey. I think there's a 15-minute track. And I honestly, that's the thing, when I put music together, I can't really remember what flows, but I just know that when, what follows what track. But I know when I'm actually playing that it just feels right. So a lot of it is based on instinct. The other thing I wanted to say before I go, because I know that a lot of this is about, like, Christmas is a time when people come together and it's like you bond and you hang tight because you're trying to, I think it's about community and people coming through the winter together, the darkest part of the winter together. So we seek solace in each other's company, and that's how we manage to get through. So I know that this is not going to be easy, but a friend of mine sent me something from a poet, a Persian poet called Rumi. So Nina sent this to me and I wanted to read it out, and then we'll play the rest of the music and then we'll go straight to the news so you can hear that. Anyway, Rumi, this is his words. Sit with your friends, don't go back to sleep, don't sink like a fish to the bottom of the sea. Life's water flows from darkness, search the darkness, don't run from it. Night travelers are full of light and you are too, don't leave this companionship. Yeah, I think nobody can really top that, so we'll just go straight into some electronic music. This has been Plague Tape 73. Probably get another one out before the Christmas itself. Everybody do the right thing and hang tight by staying loose and keeping your distance. All right, on with the electronica.
Thank you. Thank you. You. I'll tell you a story that happened to me one day as I went down to Yall by the sea. The sun, it was bright and the day, it was warm. Says I, a quiet pint wouldn't do me no harm. I went in and I called for a bottle of stout. Says the barman, I'm sorry, all the beer is sold out. Try whiskey or paddy, 10 years in the wood. Says I, I'll try cider, I've heard that it's good. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. For I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a quart of the Johnny Jump Up. After Lauren the third, I made straight for the yard, where I bumped into Brophy, the big civic guard. Come here to me, boy, don't you know I'm the law? I upped with me fist and I shattered his jaw. He fell to the ground with his knees doubled up, but it wasn't I hit him, 'twas Johnny Jump Up. The next thing I met down in Yall by the sea was a cripple on crutches, and says he to me, I'm afraid in me life I'll be hit by a car, won't you help me across to the railwayman's bar? After drinking a quart of that cider so sweet, he threw down his crutches and danced on his feet. I went up the Lee Road, a friend for to see, in the call at the madhouse in Cork by the Lee. But when I got up there, the truth I do tell, they had the poor bugger locked up in the cell. Said the guard testing him, say these words if you can. Around the rugged rock the ragged rascal ran. Tell them I'm not crazy, tell them I'm not mad, it was only a sup of a bottle I had. A man died in the Union by the name of McNab. They washed him and laid him outside on the slab. And after O'Connor his measurements did take, his wife took him home to a bloody fine wake. About 12 o'clock and the beer it was high, when the corpse he sat up and says he with a sigh, I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up, till I bring him a quart of the Johnny Jump Up. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. For I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a quart of the Johnny Jump Up.
And if solutions within this system are so impossible to find, then maybe we should change the system itself.
Some foreign power, some group of terrorists.
If you don't know your past, then you don't know your future.
Word.
and welcome to the news section of Plague Tape 73. I joked that if it was going badly that we would hit 600 cases. What if we hit 600 cases by Monday and instead we hit 600 cases on Friday evening? So it's a bit like, you know, we interrupt normal programming, is interrupted to bring you this emergency broadcast. It's a bit of a news flash. So I've got Andrew with me to tell us all the bad news.
Okay, well, first of all, we better correct that 600 by Friday evening, in the sense that that's not the official case number. But what did happen was we had 635 positive swabs on Friday evening. They're still reporting less than 500 cases, and then we had 695 positive swabs on Saturday, for which they reported, I think, 523 cases. So there's a very substantial gap has built up between the number of positive swabs being reported and the number of cases. However, it's not that important, because both the number of cases going has increased massively over the last few days, and the number of positive swabs has increased much more massively. So we're either in trouble or a lot of trouble, basically. It's where things are going.
Either way, it's very rapidly disimproving.
Very rapidly, much faster than I expected. Much faster, in fact, than I think most people expected. And the case numbers being announced are not as alarming as the swab numbers. The relationship between swabs and cases is a little unclear. It's been more or less one-to-one over time recently. So over a week, they kind of average out about the same. There's a possibility that something else has happened here. For instance, with the arrival travel, it's possible that's what's happening, is that people are testing positive in these kind of private airport things.
Okay.
That they're going into the notification system, into the contact tracing system, which is where the positive swabs are coming from, right? But that they only get considered a notified case when they're retested in the HSE system, right? Because they weren't very keen on this private parallel setup, because they were like, well, how do we know if it's actually a case or not? So
so they wanted to check their homework.
Yeah, so it could be good, because the difference the last few days has been fairly consistent between the two. It's possible that what's happening is that there's a double count that's being eliminated at notifications. So that's the optimistic read on what is a set of very bad numbers.
Even if you take out positive swabs, you're still dealing with 535 cases, nearly 600 cases, close enough to 600 cases.
Yeah. With the problem is, if the positive swabs are a true indicator, it's a real disaster. Like it's a very substantial one. The cases are the true indicator, it's a big problem. There's a gap between those two that's actually quite important.
Right. Do we know, have we got any indication as to why? Are we effectively getting a doubling of cases now in 3 days?
No, it's not 3 days. The swabs give you the worst result, and that's a doubling in about 6 days.
6 days, right.
The cases, it would be more like 9 to 10 days, I think.
Yeah.
If you follow the 5 day average. So there's a couple of areas of concern. So as I don't think we talked about this in the last show, but there was the whole thing about this new variant that's emerged in England and Wales, and it's been talked about, and that Boris has used as an excuse to cancel Christmas over there. And that sort of, I think it's been talked about for about 3 days, and initially I was a bit cynical about it, thinking, oh, it's just, there's been a whole lot of panics previously about mutations that are pretty meaningless and are just based on journalists not understanding that the virus will mutate all the time anyway, but most of those mutations don't matter. So initially I thought they were just manipulating the story about that to give them an excuse to change policy.
Right.
However, having read quite a lot of knowledgeable analyses of it over the last couple of days, it actually looks like we do have a problem, in that it looks like there's a variant has emerged in England that's very much more infectious. What suggests it is that it's the proportion of infections it accounts for in the London region went very, very quickly from quite a small percentage to, I think, it's somewhere between 60 and 80% at the moment. There's a couple of reasons that could happen. One is if you had a sort of super spreader founding event. So I don't know, if you had a concert and loads of people at the concert got infected and then they went out and infected loads of other people.
Yeah.
That seems unlikely, like, in that there's not legal concerts. Now, I've seen friends giving out about illegal raves and things being organised in parts of London. So there's an outside possibility that, say, somebody's organising illegal raves and that some, you know, a number of people pick up this new variant. They've each gone to a few other ones, and that's created an explosion of cases. That's a possibility, but I don't think it's not the most likely thing. The more likely thing, unfortunately, is that it is more infectious. So that instead of the normal variant, instead would infect three people, say, though I've seen people talking about this variant infecting as many as seven in each case. If that's true, that's extremely alarming, and that's why the cases have gone up.
And I just want to clear this up for myself as much as anybody else. So we're talking about all in the London cases, the new cases that are presenting in London. We think that 60-80% of them are this new strain of the virus.
Yeah, correct.
And we think it's more infectious. And what's the...
So we're recording this, Belgium, the Netherlands and Italy have all banned travel from London. So... it's certainly, you know, so it's not a rumor. It's been taken seriously enough. The initial data is serious enough looking that countries are now taking a precautionary approach to it till they find out what the hell is actually going on. It may turn out not to be as alarming as it looks, but it's certainly of concern.
And of course, we're just, what are we? Tomorrow is the 24th. Today's the 20th, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we have like people coming back from Christmas, and we're huge. Number of people that would come from London as well.
Yeah, now...
So, how, like, what's our situation in terms of...
So this is what, as I said, the rate of case increase here over the last week has been far higher than I would have expected as a worst case scenario. It's far higher than Neffert expected as the worst case scenario. And everybody who I've seen online who's been doing these sort of calculations is going, wow, this is much worse than I thought it would be. In other words,
is this the new strain has already arrived?
So that's a possibility, you know. Yeah. It's a possibility that it's already, you could certainly see if that's been spreading in London for a while, and it might have been.
Yeah.
You could certainly, given the amount of people coming backwards and forward, we could have had 20 or 30 introductions to different points of the country of it in the last couple of weeks. That was always going to be the problem with people coming back for Christmas. It was almost inevitable that was going to be, you know, I think I said 200 cases, maybe more, and that because that was people that was drawn from a population that was taking risks anyway, that they would probably take risks here and it would transmit here.
Yeah.
So there is, yeah, there's definitely a worst case scenario in that what we're looking at least in part, is that. However, I mean, we also know that there would be a lot of transmission in what's happened over the last couple of weeks anyway. I've now heard multiple stories about pubs and restaurants that are completely taking the piss in relation to guidance. I know there's lots of places that are not doing that, but you know, I've heard stories of like a Dublin pub that had a lock in till 4 a.m. You know, like, just there's a lot of stories out there of places that were not following guidance. We know of some super spreader events coming out of that. Like, we know there was a pub in Wexford. That there seems to be a very serious amount of infections coming out of it. That kind of partially arises from a funeral. And of course, funerals are a particular problem because you'd easily see how somebody might come back for a funeral as well.
Yeah.
So we don't know if this is a new variant. We don't really know if that variant is as alarming as the initial things look. But I've seen a lot of people who I would consider credible to be, who are being quite alarmed by it. So, you know, I think it's reasonable at this stage to go, yeah, this looks like it might be a problem. Or we don't know if it's basically just all the stuff that's been happening over the last week anyway that we knew was going to cause a problem if we went into it in high incidence, and what we're seeing is that delivered, or maybe it's a mixture of all those things. But that's where we are.
We're never going to find out these answers until like further down the line.
Yeah.
The problem with this is that, again, it was predictable. We kind of laid it out that this was a distinct possibility in terms of opening up before Christmas, that this was a possibility.
we saw a lot of this coming down the line. I think the new strain is particularly concerning because
not needed on top of all the rest.
No, not
basically.
Like, I mean, yeah. we knew it was going to be bad, but we didn't expect it to ramp up so quickly. So can we just clarify then, in terms of for our numbers, we had a press conference on Thursday where they would have given the R value, and like with this new strain, like that obviously puts everything. The R value in London, for instance, at the moment, what would that be in comparison to what we?
So
I mean, of course, we can't get we never get accurate figures from the UK anyway.
Exactly.
So it's all
So there's a problem here, which is basically the way you calculate the R value is you feed in various parameters, right? And obviously one of the important parameters is how many cases you're getting each day, right?
Yeah.
And you, in order to have a system where that it doesn't jump up and down as cases go up and down, because there's a variation of day to day in the week with that, what you therefore have to do is average out loads of days when you feed that figure in. And really you need to have it anyway stable at all, 14 days, you know, that's the 14-day incidence,
yeah,
sort of thing. So in other words, the problem with calculations of the R value is they don't really tell you what's happening now, they sort of tell you what's happening 10 days ago. Right?
Okay.
So yeah. Last Thursday, they thought it was around 1.25, 1.2, you know, maybe as high as 1.5. But
okay.
That's really what they thought was happening around, say, December the 1st.
Yeah.
Right? So before the pubs and restaurants had even happened, you know. So in the shorter term, what the measures you're looking at are the 5-day moving average. That's the quickest indicator, and that's very quickly gone up from below 300 to above 400, right? And then of course the other thing you can do is you can look at the daily cases, and they bounce up and down, and normally there's not a clear pattern, and it's the worst way of predicting what's going to happen, but it does have the advantage of at least being fast, right?
Yeah.
It's immediate. And the problem is, if you do that and you basically look at both swabs and cases going back 6 days, it's a straight line going up.
It's going
essentially.
Up.
It's just going
building a wall.
Whoosh,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
And like, so 3 days ago, I was kind of, my daily update, I was going, I don't like the fact this has gone up for 3 days. That's not very good. 4 days, I'm like, oh, this isn't really looking good at all. Yesterday, when we have 6 days of that, it's like, shit.
So
this
we've had,
is a problem.
Yeah, we've had 6 days.
Well, 5 days. The low point was 6 days ago, and the 5 days since have all gone up more or less in a fairly consistent ratio.
Yeah.
A consistent, substantial ratio. So it's gone from, I think it was about 290 to 695 over those 6 days. So that's that's doubling that and a bit, basically.
So I'm just going to map out what could be the potential nightmare scenario. Where
the numbers are dreadful. If you look into the future, the numbers are dreadful.
Yeah. Exactly. So given that we could have a potential, like the R value could be well above 1.5, we could have a new strain that has been introduced into the country, and we're only beginning to see that now, which could be the infectious strain.
Yeah, we could have had, like, it could have been a disastrous coincidence of timing, unfortunately, but we'll see.
It might not be, like, but we will definitely find out. We'll find out in the ashes when we're raking through the ashes of this. In London, with this, do we have any idea of what an R value would look like in London with these new, if this is 60% of the new strain that's going on?
I'm not on top of enough of the data to tell you that.
Yeah.
I think they said it. I know that the rate of increase is enough that they're worried about it. I can't be more precise than that.
Okay, and then let's look at our great leaders and how they are reacting to this. So they've said that they're going to meet on Tuesday, and they're going to decide what to do. Is there any indication that they may meet before then? I mean,
well, I'll tell you one thing interesting is Houlihan tweeted this morning that nobody should go to pubs or restaurants, basically.
Yeah.
So he didn't quite say it like that, but that and I noticed Simon Harris retweeted it,
yeah,
which is quite interesting. So
there's a bit of a split within
that would suggest to me maybe they're trying to, you know, that at least part of the government obviously recognise the need to act. There's other ones that are, you know, much more in the pockets of the publicans or much more into denialism that will try and hold it out. The problem is that thing of the cases I'm being alarmed about now are infections 10 days ago, right?
Yeah.
So, in other words, that also means that we have 10 days of case increases built in, because the infections that happen today, we won't know about till, what is today, the 20th? We won't know about till the 30th. So, New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we won't know. We'll know on New Year's Eve how bad this is. Yeah.
Even if they shut everything down today, unless public behaviour has changed in the last few days, and it might, we're seeing a case increase up to the 30th, where it's doubling about every 6 days or so. So,
yeah.
Do the maths there, that puts us up around 2,000 cases a day. In that, reading the data in the worst possible way scenario, right? So it's probably not that bad, but it's alarming enough. And if they
We also don't know, honestly.
We don't know. That's the problem. So if we wait until Tuesday, then you're looking at January the 1st or the 2nd before that starts to peak out a bit. If it is the case that the new variant is here and is starting to spread, then that makes those numbers even more alarming again. So that's basically the problem. And the issue is, so from last Friday, people have been able to travel to any county in the country, right? So that's going to be bad news for the six, seven counties that had got cases very close to zero.
Yeah.
Because they're obviously going to have people coming from areas of higher incidence. Some of those people will unwittingly carry the virus. People know the story with all that.
Yeah.
And
London,
in the situation, and the big problem we're in at the moment is we went into this with high incidence, right? So we went into it with, you know, an infection rate around 300 cases per day, around kind of 80 to 90 cases per 100,000 people. Right now, that's really different from the summer. In summer, if a pub decided to take the piss and take a risk, it probably would get away with it, because there were so few people who were infectious that you'd need to be quite unlucky that they'd end up in any particular place. That's not the case at the moment, right? The case at the moment is that if you have 30 people in a room, there's a 1% chance one of them is infectious at the moment, right? It's quite a high chance. So if you have 100 people in, you're probably looking at up towards a 10% chance. So if 100 pubs decide they're flouting the regulations, then 10 of them are going to have infection events. Mm-hmm. And if they're flouting them in any serious way, those infection events are going to be really big.
Yeah.
So that's the difference between now and the summer. But in the summer, if 100 pubs did it, probably, and they did it three times in a row, you might have got one event out of that. And we did. Yeah. We had a couple of ones where there were 50 or 60 or whatever people infected from one pub. Yeah. But the problem is now, because we went into this with such high incidence, that a repeat of the same sort of behaviour means quite a large percentage of those places do not get away with it. You get loads of cases out of it.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think there's much more to add. I think that the thing that we're in at the moment is it's unknown as to how bad or how difficult this is going to get, but it's obvious that you need to act quickly. And what they did the last time by not acting quickly, that 2-week delay, is kind of reprehensible, and they don't want to repeat that same mistake. So they should really be making a decision or a call on this tomorrow. Yeah. And if they don't, people should just remember that. And all people can do is, you know, you give them informed decisions. So obviously people who are listening to this show are unlikely to be going to restaurants or pubs. So I think we can just hope that people adjust their behaviour appropriately given this information.
Yeah. I mean, and at this stage, I'd say forget even the outdoor dining aspect of pubs and restaurants. It's safer, but when you get incidence this high, it probably isn't anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's kind of, I mean, you really want to keep your contacts very far away and as few as possible, particularly if you're intending to go home over Christmas.
Exactly. You're going home to your elderly parents. This is not the present that you want to bring back to them.
And if you have lost the run of yourselves in the last few days, I wouldn't go. Basically, it's exactly.
Yeah. It's that obvious. Yeah. The figures are that predictable. I think that's a sombering note. You know, there is no good news here.
There is no good news. Hopefully, the next show we do will be, because I presume that'll be more towards the new year, the picture will be clearer.
Yeah.
Hopefully, maybe this stuff that looks really alarming now will have turned out just to be a short-term blip. I mean, so it's possible, like, just to talk about that. So it's possible that first weekend, 4th of December when they opened the pubs and restaurants, everybody went a bit crazy because they'd been cooped up for ages.
Right.
People at parties, all that sort of stuff happened.
They've got it out of their system, have they?
You know, and they were aware of the kind of, well, I want to go home, so I better behave myself, but I'll have these 2 or 3 days of madness, and then that maybe that mostly stopped. And maybe all we're seeing is this blip that will then, that will stabilise at quite a high plateau, so it's still a problem, but
yeah,
maybe it won't keep going up in the way it has. Or maybe not. Yeah. You know, and the maybe not is serious enough that it's worth acting on the basis of that. Maybe not.
Yeah, but also that's exactly what our great leaders need to do now. They need to act now. So, you know, on the basis that hopefully somebody can actually make them do something right. Maybe they'll do that. All right, thanks very much for that update.